بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And a special welcome to the hallowed grounds of the Awwal Masjid. We say a special assalamu alaikum to the members and team of the Voice of the Cape and to all the listeners on the Voice of the Cape. And we extend an invitation to all out there to come and visit the Awwal Masjid, to come and visit this unique space and place, and to come and learn and be reminded of our unique history in the Cape, such a legacy and history that is fragile and that is under a threat currently. There are lots of attempts by our communities just to rally each other and rally the community to come and stand together to show that we deserve to be in this space here, and we deserve the respect that is due to us based on the work of our predecessors and the fact that we contributed to this beautiful country just like everyone else. So come and visit the Awwal Masjid and see the space and be reminded of our great forefathers, and come and see the Quran written by Abdullah bin Qadi Abdus Salam, better known as Tuan Guru, and be empowered. A community that knows its history is a community that is stable, and a community that is more clear as per its future. We, despite the fact that we are at the southernmost tip of Africa, we are not cut off anymore like before. With the net and social media, we have access to the entire world, and the entire world has access to us. And there's good, inshallah, lots of good that comes out of this. But there's also the issue of identity and the fact that we do not want to disappear. We want to maintain our identity as those before us taught and strove to maintain their identity despite the situation that they found themselves in. So let's come, inshallah. Allah open our hearts to what's best, and Allah guide our thoughts and ideas to the best of decisions, so that we may stick together and we may maintain that pride of Islam, the beautiful, humble pride of Islam. It's an oxymoron, right? Humble pride. But yes, to be Muslim, and we do not have to feel intimidated or feel small or feel pressure from anyone out there. But we know who we are. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has protected us over the past few beautiful days and enabled us once again to meet here and complete Salatul Taraweeh, the 20th night. Alhamdulillah. And the 19th day, alhamdulillah, we make dua for acceptance, and we pray for sincerity, and we pray for steadfastness for the way ahead. May every day that still lies ahead be a day of more progress, a day of more taqwa, and a day of enhancement in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Ramadan is a time of hope. It's a month of rahmah, a month of forgiveness, a month of barakah, a month of added love because of the communal worship that we are part of. But it's a month of hope. We are shown the better sides of ourselves, and we are shown the better sides of our families and the better sides of our communities. And the chapter or the juz we recited tonight, alhamdulillah, the 24th juz, speaks of hope in different places. One of the most profound spaces and places is in the first section of this 24th juz, where Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Qul, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Oh, say to my servants, those of my servants who may have become despondent, who may have become despondent regarding their souls, themselves, their nafs." We in a battle with our nafs in Ramadan, is it not? Naam. All the shayateen are chained. Naam. All I have to fend off is the temptation of dunya and the issues that I have with fellow man and then my own nafs. But now you become so drawn in When you realize what you've done, or it plays on your mind what has happened and what you've been involved in before. But Allah says here to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell my servants who may feel despondency, who may feel that they have lost out on their nafs, tell them, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope, do not despair, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Verily Allah forgives sins, all of it. No matter what sin, no matter what sin. No matter how many times done, no matter how many times done. It's an opportunity here, hope, an opportunity for a new leaf, a clean slate, a new chapter. We step out of this month better. We step out of this month with conviction and determination to live a more pure life because of this opportunity. It's as if in Ramadan, Allah makes it difficult for us not to be forgiven. Think about that. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever fasts Ramadan in iman, belief in Allah, developing that consciousness even more, واحتسابا, and then with introspection, only seeking reward from Allah, sincerity, may Allah protect us from hypocrisy. نعم. Whosoever does this fast in that manner, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. All that may have passed of that person's sins are forgiven. That's the fasting. And then, why do I say it as if Allah has made it or is making it difficult for us not to be forgiven? We are truly at a loss if we come out of this month and not having been forgiven. Because along with that, he has conveyed to us on the tongue of his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever stands in prayer, additional prayer in Ramadan, with iman and with introspection and reflection, only seeking reward from Allah, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. All that may have passed of that person's sins are forgiven. And then we're on the brink of the climax almost, isn't it? Now, the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the length of lives that we have, may Allah put barakah in our lives. And we make dua for our barakah there at the back, our elders to make dua for us, can Allah, for good lives ahead and many good years. But we do not know. And therefore Allah has blessed us with a gift unlike any other. A night that's not equal to 1,000 years. A night that's better than 1,000 years. من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever is fortunate enough, makes the effort, doesn't only come on the 27th night, means Allah cannot be fooled. I want a loophole, a shortcut? Nay, I'm going to be wasting my own time. Allah, we come into the verse, Allah wants consistency. Allah wants effort. Allah checks the heart. Now, He's not unable to reward for those who only come on that night, but what about those who make the added effort? Whosoever is fortunate enough and blessed by Allah to stand on that night of destiny and power, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا وَغُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All that may have surpassed that person's sins are forgiven, forgiven. Do we doubt it? Come out here, not like a newborn baby, better than a newborn baby. Because a newborn child has nothing to his or her name. But you come out with all your bad wiped clean and only good to your name. Make dua for acceptance. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. This is a month of hope, brother. This is a month of hope, sister. Al-Imam Shafi'i used to say, as a verse of poetry, he said, يا ربي إن عظمت ذنوبي كثرة فلقد علمت بأن عفوك أعظم. Oh my Lord, if it is that my sins are great in number, if it is that my sins are great in number, at least I know that your pardon is even greater. At least I know your pardon is greater, Ya Allah. With iman, we align ourselves with the mu'minun. May Allah make us true mu'minun. Ayah that this other gentleman recited tonight, profound, You make istighfar, you fast with that condition, iman al-wahtisaban. You stand in salah, iman al-wahtisaban. You search for laylatul qadr. People are going into i'tikaf from tomorrow night. May Allah make it easy for us to get some barakah of the i'tikaf too. Additional devotion to Allah, cutting off from this dunya, but detoxing a bit from this dunya. We need it. We need it for our own sanity. We need it for our peace of mind. We need it for our iman. Because our iman and our minds are under attack, brothers and sisters. But where are we? Yes, aligning ourselves with the believers more than ever, working on our faith with all those things without even asking for forgiveness. If you fast in that manner, forgiveness. If you stand in that manner, forgiveness. If you find Laylatul Qadr, forgiveness. If we're working on our iman, you know what's another bonus? Alladina yahmilun al arsha wa man hawlahu yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim wa yu'minuna bihi wa yastaghfiruna lilladina amanu. Angels are making dua for you. And angels seeking forgiveness for you. And not any angels. The angels that are carrying the arsh of Allah. And the angels that are surrounding, circumambulating the arsh of Allah. Glorify Him. That's the one thing they do. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And they seek forgiveness for those who have iman. Without me even asking forgiveness. Just because Allah sees my heart, I'm trying to protect my iman. Just Allah sees my heart, I'm trying to reflect and be a better person. And I only want to please Him. Forgiveness, 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 forgiveness. We have to work at it from here. Fasting, yes, food and drink. But how many have fasted? Rasulullah says, how many fast? But there's nothing from their fast that they gain. إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ. But hunger and thirst. Fasting is much more than that. We detox the body, yes. Give the body a rest, yes. But you also have to detox the mind a bit. And we have to detox the heart a bit, the soul a bit. On a spiritual heart, from all the negativity and all the tainting. Because what you expose your ears and your mind to affects your heart, sir. What I expose my eyes to affects my heart too. Protect, protect, protect. Fasting here too, fasting there too. Then, many beautiful verses. There's a powerful section in between. Allah does not mention this person's name, but about 3 pages of the Quran is dedicated to this person. A man who was related to Fir'aun, who had iman in Allah and sat in the court of Fir'aun and defended Nabi Musa alayhi salam without Nabi Musa alayhi salam knowing. Did not care, he's facing one of the biggest tyrants of history. رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ. But he knew this beauty of iman and appreciated it. No matter what, he's going to speak the truth. And he gave them da'wah. And at the end, he himself, if you look at the train of verses, the sequence of verses, at the start he was covering his iman. But at the end, the iman illuminated him. The iman boosted him. The iman strengthened him. And at the end, he just told them, مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ لَلْنَّجَاتِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي لَلْنَارِ تَدْعُونِي لَأَفْرَ بِاللَّهِ. He came out, why are you calling me to fire and I'm calling you to paradise? Think. You're calling me to shirk and I'm calling you to iman. And at the end he said something which we all have to say. And we say it, our forefathers used to say this in the Ratib al-Haddad and all other gatherings. Because of the times they lived in, they understood what they were saying. And we have to say it too. What? أُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I hand my affair over to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Verily Allah sees well all that's happening to His servants. We make dua for the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow night, inshallah, the 21st night of Ramadan, is a program here starting at 11 p.m. It's a bit late, but we make some added sacrifice. 11 p.m. until 1 a.m. There's a Nasheed group, Quddamul Islam, that are coming here. And also, some relief organization from Gaza, including 2 gentlemen from Gaza, Palestinians, will be here tomorrow evening, inshallah, for a salah program. And they will give us some report and some information regarding what's happening there at the front. And then we'll plead, inshallah, in sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant some relief and to make the truth apparent and to make falsehood be shown for its ugly face and to just return the honor and strength to the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. He said to Fir'aun, you're going to remember what I'm telling you about iman and about being conscious and about thinking about your actions and the repercussions of your actions. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I hand my affair over to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. This is the result of consciousness. This is the result of taqwa. Understanding Allah's in charge of it all. I plead with Him and I make some effort. I plead with Him and I make some effort. Then consistency. Beyond Ramadan. All the lessons, let's make this niyyah strong. This Ramadan must be the best so far, ameen, that we ever lived. But the lessons of Ramadan must continue with us beyond this beautiful month. We've been shown our potential, and now we know what we can do, what we are able to do, what is possible. It's not a dream. I can be a better person. I can be more consistent. I can be more righteous. Nah, it is not for an elitist group or for a race or for an age category. Allah loves those who turn to Allah. And Allah loves the young who turn to Allah even more. Think about it. Now, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Verily those who proudly said, our Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then they were consistent. Then they were diligent. Then they had istiqama. What will happen to them? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. In their time of need, when they need help the most, the angels will descend upon them and the angels will come to them and say, Allah تَخَافُ. There's no need now for you to fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Neither is the need for you to be sad or to grieve. وَأَبَشِرُوا. Rejoice. بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. With the garden which you were promised. May we be honored to hear these beautiful words. Naam, naam. But I must be a proud believer. Huh? There's no better than calling to Allah. There's no better than standing by the laws of Allah. There's no better than following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and proudly saying, I'm a Muslim. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Think about it. With all that we can do, with all that are being done in the world, with all that people have and that people know, Allah says here, and we believe in Allah's words, who is better than the one who calls to Allah? And because he thinks of Allah and she thinks of Allah all the time, what is the result? Their actions are positive. There's nothing that can be compared to a peaceful, pure life. Nothing. Everything else will lead to regret. May Allah save us from regret in this dunya and akhirah. But there are certain actions that result in regret. Who is better than the person who calls to Allah and does righteous deeds? Waqal and proudly says, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The last ayah of the Jews. Simple. Logic. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Whosoever does good deeds, whosoever lives positively, that's in favor of your nafs. Your nafs benefits. We are training our nafs now. The way to train our nafs is to push it to do good. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Whosoever does good, it's for yourself. You benefit. Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest and greater than everything else. We benefit by the righteousness and by the obedience and by the loyalty to deen and Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. Whosoever chooses to do bad, whosoever chooses to go left, فَعَلَيْهَا. It is only against yourself. It is to the detriment of your own nafs. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you and my Lord, Allah says, is not unfair and not unjust in relation to his servants. May Allah guide us. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Tawfiq is the ability to do what is right at the time when we have to do it. That is tawfiq. Ameen. And may Allah bless us all. Last year, I was a bit slow in making this dua, but these gentlemen who come out every night and go to different masajid, the Voice of the Cape, they're doing a unique job. And we make dua, Allah protects your family in your absence and accepts your efforts and all that you are doing. And then all those who are connected to masajid, Allah bless your efforts and bind your heart and make us all deserving of His shade on that day when there's no shade but His. And then the communities in all the activities, especially that the activities that have increased now in Ramadan, the relief activities, may it open the hearts to everyone. May the hearts be open to each other in this month and beyond the month. What we need more of is our hearts to be open to each other. And it is one thing, like I said, hope. Hope as far as our potential. It is one thing also Ramadan shows that there are good people out there. It just took softening of the heart a bit for that good to be shown. Or we just needed the platform for that good to be shown. We have to create the platform for each other to bring out the best in each other. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So I made that announcement regarding the activity tomorrow night. And then there are requests. We make dua for all those who are celebrating birthdays. We make dua for all our elderly. Allah protect you all. The committee of the masjid, Allah take you from strength to strength. Accept all your efforts. And we make dua for all our deceased. Allah increase the nur in the qubur. For the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For our youth, especially those that are writing examination now. May Allah put barakah in their time, barakah in their mind, grant them success. And then there's a special dua. I forgot. It was the Haji's birthday and he's always here. Haji Noor. It was his birthday, I think, Friday or Saturday. We make dua for many good years ahead. May Allah always surround you with your loved ones. And may Allah make you and us all deserving of His mercy in this world and the next. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Did I forget anything? Huh? As the brother, Haji. Did I announce all the Voice of the Cape? Inshallah, alhamdulillah, there's extra loaves of bread on the way out. Barakah, may Allah accept from the person who donated it, count it in your book of good deeds, and may Allah increase you in His barakah as well. Ameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadhihi al-layla. فتحها ونصرها ونورها وبركتها وهداها ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها يا رب العالمين اللهم احطنا بالتقوى والاستقامة واعذنا من موجبات الندامة في الحال والمآل إنك على ما تشاء قدير اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا واشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا ويسر لنا أمورنا واختم صالحات أعمالنا يا كريم اللهم طول عمر سيد نور في طاعتك وبارك له في رزقه ويسر له في جميع أموره في الدنيا والآخرة يا رب العالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما تقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وجميع أعمالنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.